Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to everyone. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord once again to share what God has to share with you all tonight. It's just so good to be in your presence again, because I know that God is still good to us because we're still here. And I want to just give honor to God at this time, because he is the head of my life, the one that sets high and the one that looks low, the one that directs my path and keeps me in perspective with him. And I want to give honor to Apostle Mercer tonight, too, also, to keep her strong in his might, Lord. And I want to thank my wife tonight also for just being with me here on this radio station to share with her time that she had for the Lord. And it's just so good to know that God is set high and that God looks low. And every Wednesday night, God shows us and tells us what he wants for us to tell to his people. Right now, as we go into his presence to magnify him, because magnifying the Lord means a lot tonight. And as I go, before I turn it over to my wife to pray and read scripture, we're going to sing a song. I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus to walk with me while I'm on my pilgrim journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Oh, my hand, Lord, just hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, just hold my hand. While I'm on my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand, walk with me, Lord. Come on, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Come on, walk with me. While I'm on my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Well, he walked with my mother. Come on, walk with me. He walked with my mother. Come on, walk with me. While I'm on my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Come on, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Come on, walk with me. While I'm on my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with my Father. Come on, walk with me. Walk with my Father. Come on, walk with me. While I'm on my pilgrim journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. come on, walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Come on, walk with me. While I'm on my faith-bound journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. While I'm on my freedom journey,
hallelujah.
I want Jesus just to walk with me.
Glory.
Tonight, someone can reach out and just tell the Lord you want him to walk with you. Because with God, we can do all things. Without him, we can do not anything. And I stand here tonight to let you know that if you have God walking with you, you are not by yourself. Because he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will always abide with you until the end of the ages. I want Jesus to walk with me. And I want Jesus to even walk with those that need, wants him to walk with them. And as I began to go a little further tonight, I want you to know tonight that if you got God on your side, he is more than the whole world against you. If you got God on your side, he will open up doors that no man can close. If you got God on your side, he closes doors in those people's and persons' faces that is trying to knock us down, because God protects us if you got God on your side. Come now. My wife will be coming at this time, and she's going to be reading the scripture for you tonight, and she's going to pray tonight. And then I'm going to go on into the lessons that God has allowed me to do. I'm not going to do a lot of preaching tonight. I'm going to do a lot of teaching tonight. And so I want you just open up your Bibles and open up your mind and just concentrate on God and listen tonight what God will be saying to you through his servant here. As I began to finish out tonight, I want you to be able to touch God, touch him with your mind and allow him to fulfill you with his goodness, because God is surely good, because his goodness is everlasting. And so what we need to do tonight, so everything is said and done, I want you to go to your secret closet. I want you to get on your knees. I want you to have just a little talk with Jesus, because he will make everything all right if you just talk to him. If you talk to him and believe that everything is going to be all right. Listen now as my wife comes with scripture and prayer.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Just giving honor to the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Just thanking him. Hallelujah. Just thanking him for another day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall rejoice because he is our everlasting Father. Hallelujah. He is more than enough for us. Hallelujah. He is, hallelujah, the great I am. And we shall rejoice, hallelujah, for bringing us this far, hallelujah. Because we know without him, we can do nothing. We shall rejoice because he is the lifter of our head, hallelujah. We shall rejoice because he made us and we not ourselves, hallelujah. We shall rejoice, hallelujah, because he is our shepherd, hallelujah, and we shall not want, hallelujah. We have all that we need more in him. We have everything, hallelujah. We shall rejoice, hallelujah. I don't know about you, hallelujah, but I am so happy, hallelujah. I praise him for who he is, hallelujah. I praise him because he is the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I praise him because he is a faithful God. Hallelujah. I praise him. I praise him because I love him. Hallelujah. I love him because he first loved me. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do right now, Lord God. I just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for your power, Lord God. Thank you for giving us through your word, Lord God. You give us the authority, Lord God, to tread upon serpents and scorpions, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being our God. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you for being our God, our God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for being our Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord, that we put our trust in you, Lord God. We put all our trust in you, Lord God. We don't put trust in man. What mere man can do unto us, Lord God. We are not people pleasers, Lord God. If we people pleasers, we are none of yours, Lord God.
Oh, no.
But we are pleasing you, Lord God. We want to please you, Lord God. Every time you wake us up, every time you open our eyes, Lord God, our focus, our mind is to please you, Lord God. Is to please you, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you right now, Lord God. I thank you right now for what you're about to do, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that all the word that's going to be said tonight will pierce our hearts, Lord God. Will pierce our ears, Lord God. Will pierce our minds, Lord God. As man of God, bring the word forth, Lord God. I pray right now that the Lord Jesus will touch his mouth, hallelujah. Right now, Lord God, bring forth the word, Lord God, through him, hallelujah, so we may hear what thus says the Lord, hallelujah. Right now, Lord God, we just thank you.
Thank you.
We just thank you.
Thank you.
We just pray every eye, every ears be open and every heart shall receive. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been reading Psalms 150, Psalms 150, and I've been reading from the Amplified Bible. And it says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with trombone, trampling and dancing. Praise him with string instruments and flute. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with loud cymbals. Let everything that has breath and every breath of life praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
Him. Praise him. I'd like to give my condolence to Pastor Watson's family at a time like this, because at a time like this, they need confidence. Because she, Pastor Watson, God has been good to her. Down through her years, God has blessed her. God has been good to her. God has molded her, made her. And now God has chosen to take her home to be with him. You see, when he takes us home to be with him, we are in perfect peace with him, because you see that earth have no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. I just want to extend my condolence to you before I start my lesson tonight here. And if you need me, just get in touch with Apostle Mercer, and she will give you my phone number to call me.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. tonight I'm going to be looking at the 150th Psalm. Just like I said, I'm not going to do a lot of preaching. I'm going to do what God allows me to do. If God gets me warmed up and I get going, I don't know what he's really going to do, but I'm going to start out as teaching. And tonight, if you look at the 150th Psalm, I'm going to be coming from that tonight. I'm going to be coming from the sixth verse of that psalm. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to use for a theme or a thought tonight, I'm going to use praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in noonday. Praise him all day long. And I found out in my praising God, and more I praise God, when I praise him, because our praises will go up and God will send down blessings upon us. You see here tonight in my teaching, what happens when we praise God? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna lead you down a path tonight where that I'm going to express and explain what happens when we praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when we praise the Lord, we are looking for blessings from God to come down upon us. But when we praise God, it's also blessings for us to praise him, not the blessings that comes down. It's the blessings that we is restored to us within us. And so here you're going to find that no book emphasizes the spirit of praise and worship more than a book of Psalms. It records more verses of praise than in our book of the Bible. But obviously, God wants the praises of his people. God wants us to praise him. Praise him when you don't feel good. Praise him when you are caught up into something that has got your mind on. Give God the praise, because praises is very necessary. God wants us to praise him. God tells us from time and time again to give thanks in everything that we do. Give thanks. You'll find that in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It's going to tell us about giving thanks in everything. And then 5:18, you're going to find that. And we may not understand what is happening. We may never understand, but God's will is each circumstance that we praise and thank him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 reads,
in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus.
This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In everything.
Everything.
Give thanks.
Yes.
And when we thank him, even when we sit down at our dinner tables and breakfast tables and lunch tables, we should give him thanks over everything, because he's worthy of our thanks. And as I was saying, we may never understand, but God's will in each circumstances is that we praise and that we thank him. Is that all right tonight? Praise, and we thank him. But why? It's because praise is the clearest and the most direct means by which you declare your dependence on God. It is declared. It tells our minds so that we can have our dependence on God. It repeats. It repeats and it shows us that how much we trust in him. In the midst of all of our darkness tonight, somebody is in the dark tonight. Somebody don't know him that is called a pardon of their sin. And they're living a dark life, but we still can trust him. It confesses and devotions to the one who was crucified for you, to whom you are eternally joined. See, when Jesus come down through 42 generations, he come down to save the world from their sin. So when he come down, he took up ransom for us. He went to the cross instead of us. He gave us the right to the tree of life. Only go to the cross and stay there. Don't you know Jesus could have come down? He could have come down from the cross because he says, no man take my life from me. I lay it down on my own. You see, no man has the authority to take his life. But he was on a mission. Just like we are on a mission tonight. Jesus was on a mission. And only thing he could do was to please his Father. His Father had sent him to save the world from their sin. So he had to stay there in spite of all to spit on him, to scandalize him, the pierce in his side, the crowns on his head, the blood began to run down, even those nails that drove in his hands and feet. He had to stay there and withstand the pain. Because for you and I, and I tell you, all you got to do is believe that Jesus didn't stay there. Jesus come down from the cross. Tell me, he went down after 3 long days. He stayed in the borrowed tomb. And I believe that if I use my spiritual imagination tonight, what gives us victory over the grave tonight is that Jesus went down. He fought with the devil, and it took away the keys of hell and the grave. And so that gives us a resurrection of life, because he was resurrected, went up to be with his Father, sitting on the right-hand side now, making an intercession tonight for you and for me. All you got to do is stretch out your hand tonight, and you might not see him, but you can touch him with your mind. You can touch him with your imagination tonight. Come down and see. Jesus paid it all for us on that cross. And when he went down into Joel's borrowed tomb, he finished it. So that when we go down, we're going to get up. Our body might stay down there because it goes back to dust. But our soul is going on back to him. And that's a blessing tonight, because he gave up his life so that our soul would not die, that our soul would live and live on forever. Jesus paid it for all for us, paid it all for us, paid it all. And only thing that we have to do is believe to him. Here tonight, I'm going to be talking about a few of the benefits we derive from praising the Lord. I'm going to use another word than derive. I'm going to use benefits we receive from praising the Lord. Look one I'm going to be talking about tonight is of that praises magnifies God.
Mm-hmm.
Praises magnifies God. Why do praises magnify God? Praises puts our focus on God, first of all, and not on our problems. We look at God and look beyond our problems. God is present. And the ability to transform our thinking from our problems to thinking about Him. That's how we get the benefit of praises God, magnify Him. It magnifies Him. Lord, have mercy. It just takes our mind off of the things of the world, and we put our mind and our focus on the one that we can't see, but He is there, because that is the thing that we have to do, tensions on God. And I guarantee you tonight, I'm not telling you that your problems will not be there, but I believe that your problems will be better. I believe that you will overcome your problem, because Jesus can remove any problems that we have, because He is powerful and He is already present in our lives, and He transforms us. Our thinking to think on Him. And here, as I move on a little further, I'm going to take my time. My second tonight is praising Him. What happens is that praising, it humbles us. God can use a humble person. It humbles us when we worship God. It humbles us. We gain a right view of ourselves. Praise is deflated. It sets pride and ego sometimes that we have. Our pride, it will vanish. And we gain a healthy self-image based on God's view of us by removing pride out of the way. Don't you know, my listeners tonight, we got to move pride out of the way sometimes. The only way that we can get close to God, we got to set a step aside and move that pride that we have in our lives. And see, praises will strengthen us in that department. And it will strengthen us also against temptation. Bible says, yield not to temptation, because yielding to temptation is sin. If you yield not, there is no sin. So it has strengthened us in that department to yield not to sin. My third point here tonight is praises reveals our devotion to God. If we love Christ, we will praise Him. We claim to love Him, and some of us don't even give Him the praise. So how can you love Him and not praise Him time and time again? Because they are worthy of God. Christ Jesus is worthy of our praise. If He has first place now, if He has first place in our lives, if He has first place in our life, then we should praise Him like we should. Because He is first in our lives, then I will honor Him with worship and with thanksgiving. You praise it because he has such faith in your life. You're going to honor him, and you're going to worship him with thanksgiving because he is worthy of all of our praise. Because he is good to us. He is better to us than we are. I know he's good to us because he is the lily in the valley. He is the bright morning star. He is the first of 5,000 men, women, boys, and girls all over the world. He is who he said he is. He said, I am who I am. I'm the great I am. I am Apple and Amigo. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I am the rose in Sharon. And I tell you, I am your all in all. All you got to do is praise him, honor him like you should, and everything will be all right. Praise him and honor him like you should. And I guarantee you, your tomorrow will be better. If you praise him and honor him like you should, I guarantee you, he will open up the windows of the heaven above and pour down blessings after blessings. If you praise him and honor him like you should. Praises reveal our devotion to God. Four is praises motivates us to the holy living. Praises motivates us to holy living. You see, praises opens our hearts to want to live the way God desires for us to live. Mm-hmm. It motivates us to live a righteous and a holy life and holy and separated unto him.
Yeah.
To do his will above our own. To want to be like him more than like anyone else. The more we worship him, the more like him we will become. If we worship him, the more like him that we become. We have to tie the faith and we have to look to him because he is worthy of our praise. And the more we worship him, the more like him we will become. So it's good to worship him. That's why he tells us to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's why he tells us it's good to fill ourselves one with another to give him the worship. And I tell you, when you go to church on Sunday morning, it's not just going to church dressed up in our Sunday good clothes. It's not just go for a show to the outside world. It's not just to go through the door to tell somebody I've been to church. You go to church on Sunday morning. You go to worship him in spirit and in truth. And don't you know he will show up in you. And he will show out in you. But you got to worship him. Worship him in season and out of season. Don't stop worshiping him. When we don't have our refrigerator is empty and don't have food to put on our table, begin to worship him. And I guarantee you, he will send you somebody, by your way, and he will fill your refrigerator. He will feed you because, look, what about the Israelites? When they was hungry, and they was bubbling against themselves, and out of trouble all the way out there, God had brought us all the way this far, and now we're going to starve to death. But let me tell you, God is not going to let us starve because God will send down, rain down food for us. Let he rain down matter for those Israelites. All we got to do, you tonight want to be more like him? Don't you tonight want to be able to be adopted into his family? Don't you want the closeness of the Lord with you tonight? If you do, all you got to do is start a living right. Start a living right. And when you start a living right, I tell you, when you start a living right, you'll find that everything is going to be all right. You know, when you live right, everything is going to come together. Everything is going to be made like you want it to be, to live a holy life, because God wants us to be holy, because he is holy. Just continue praising him. And when praises go up, blessings come down. But as I move on to the fifth one here tonight, praises increases our joy. Praises increases our joy. You see, joy is the constant companion of praise. If we feel depressed or discouraged, praising God will soon bring us joy. That's why he told us in his word that weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Keep on praising him. Keep on praising him. And I guarantee you, joy is on its way. Joy is going to stop by your house. Joy is going to lift you up. Joy is going to put you in perspective, because joy, unspeakable joy, is through praising him. And this increases our joy. Six, praises establish our faith. You know, God said in his word, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. You see, the greater we see our God, the smaller we see our problems. Isn't that all right tonight? The greater we see God, the smaller we see our problems. Because God is bigger than our problem. God is so big that he got the whole wide world in his hand. God is so big you can't get over him. You can't get around him. You can't get beneath him, because he is so big. And our problem is small to our Father God that we serve.
Yeah, yeah.
He is big now. I tell you, he's big. Because he's everywhere at one time. We can only be one place at a time. But God is so big, he is everywhere.
Big.
Everywhere at one time. And that is so makes us feel so joyful, because he is greater than our problem. And all of us sometimes have problems. And in our lifetime, we have problems. But God is bigger than our problem. All you got to do in a situation when you're going through something, and when you're having problems, all you got to do tonight, I'm leaving this with you, turn it over to Jesus, and he will fix it. He will work it out. You can't fight the battle all by yourself. But I know one that's named Jesus. He's a badass in the time of war. He's a travel mover. He will scare us around the stumbling block. He will open up our minds so that we can concentrate, meditate on him. Our problems are not big as we are. If we got God living on the inside of us, our problems can't hurt, can't harm us, because we got a protector. And his name is Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that keeps us, it stays with us, it guides us, it talks to us, it shows us. I tell you, if we've got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of us, our problems are small to the conqueror, Jesus, that's on the inside. All of us going to go through some kind of problem, one or after another. But all we got to do, just turn it over to Jesus. And I guarantee you, everything is going to be all right. Turn it over. Turn it over and leave it there. Walk away. And I guarantee you, Jesus will take care of the problem. And we begin to be ourselves again. Seventh tonight. Praises elevates our emotions. Praises elevates our emotions. Rarely, every one of us, again, we have had some rarity. Fair. Every now and then we fail and doubt cannot survive for long in the atmosphere of praise. Rarely can't survive. Mm-hmm. Fear can't survive.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt can't survive.
Yes.
For as long as we are in the atmosphere
mm-hmm.
of praising our God,
mm-hmm.
don't you know? It takes away the reiteration. It takes away the fear. And it takes away the doubt. And it's not going to survive. It's going to die. My Lord. It's going to be crucified like Jesus was crucified. Rarely is going to be crucified when we praise God. Our mind, we got a straight shot right to God when we begin to praise him. We don't have nothing else on our mind but to praise him. And when we praise him with our mind, we can praise him. The Bible says we can praise him through song. We can praise him. Even we can praise him by clapping our hands. We can praise him. We can praise him even by dance. We can praise him by the instrument string. And we can praise him with the flute. We can praise God all day long. We can praise him when we're driving along the highway and the byway. We can praise him when we're sitting at our houses. We can praise him when we even not only just in the church on Sunday morning, but we can praise him when we get out of our beds in the morning. We can praise God because praise is necessary to overcome these things that is bogging us down, these things that is causing us misery. We praise God. It will crucify these
mm-hmm.
things. It will, I tell you it will. If it crucified like Jesus was crucified on the cross. If you want to see a difference in your relationship with Christ, in your walk with him, all you got to do is start a praising him tonight. Start a praising him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see a difference tomorrow. In your walk, in your talk, in your relationship, you're going to see a difference. Continue even when you feel like you want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like you want to throw in the towel. And like you want to say enough is enough. I can't pick no more. But I'll stop by to let you know. All you got to do is give him the praise. And he will take charge. He will take over.
Mm-hmm.
If we praise him like we should. Some of us give it up. Some of us give up. But I let them in tonight. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
give up. Hold on and hold out. Change is coming. If you hold on. Just for a little while. God is going to come to shall rescue. Keep on praising him. And you will find and you'll see the difference. Commit yourself to a life of praise and fellowship with Jesus every day of our lives. Commit ourselves to praise him. Ourselves to fellowship with him, with Jesus. Go to our secret closet. Get on our knees. Have a little talk with him. And he will make everything all right. Every day, pick it up in our mind. Every day we go to our breakfast table. We go to our lunch table. We go to our dinner table. Pick it up in our mind that we're going to praise him and have fellowship with him just like we have fellowship with our breakfast in the morning. Just like we have fellowship with our lunch in the noonday. Just like we have fellowship with our dinner at night. Have the same mindset with Jesus. Fellowship with him as your fellowship with your food that you partake of. And this man, the fullness of what God means by joy. You're going to experience, once you have fellowship with him, you're going to experience this fullness of what God means by joy. Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Joy comes when we praise him. Joy comes when we even are at our last. All we got to do is reach out and praise him. Do you tonight? God says that, do you have breath? Then praise the Lord. The awful life, worship him before you turn and adore him. Adore him in your car. You can worship him in your car. You can acclaim him at home. You can exalt him while you rest. And as long as you draw breath, in every situation, praise him. Because he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our praise. Continue praising him. And everything's going to be all right. Praise ye the Lord.
Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise him in the morning.
Thank you.
Praise him at night. Praise him all day long.
All day long.
Praise the Lord. Let all things, my Bible says, let all things praise the Lord. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty presence. Praise him for his mighty act, according to his excellent grace. Praise him with the sound of trumpets. Praise him with the flute and the harp. Praise him with the timbre and tambourine and the dance. Praise him with the string, instrument, and the flutes. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with the clashes of cymbals. Let everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Praise him tonight. Praise him. Praise him. Most holy God, I come now. I come just to extend a hand to those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. Lord, I pray for them tonight. I pray that you would just check them up. Examine them. Let them examine themselves so that they can see what's going on in their lives that is not like you. I pray now, Lord, that you would just open up their minds so that they can come to you, come to your throne boldly, and cry to you, what must I do to be saved? I stand the right hand tonight of fellowship, Lord. And Lord, as I said it through this prayer, I pray that you would just open if you would just open the open up a situation that will stand them and get them closer to you. Continue on, Lord, working in their lives tonight.
Yes.
I ask you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for just being here with us tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Because, Lord, we couldn't do anything without you. Continue on building us. Continue on making us. Continue on molding us. Because we know, Lord, that we are still on that potter's wheel. And we know, Lord, that you are still molding us. We know, Lord, that you are still polishing us. And you know, Lord, you are still getting us ready. Continue on, Lord. Look down on those, Lord. Look down on those that need you right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name.
For your sake, I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, man of God, I just wanted to say when we pray, give God the praise, it confuses the enemy. When we give him praise, I mean, you know, the doctor may give us a bad report or something, you know, but when we give God praise, it confuses the enemy because he said, well, they just got a report that they had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why is they giving God praise? We still give God praise, but give God in every situation. Every circumstance, we give God praise.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's worthy.
He's worthy.
And if we believe and truly trust in the Lord, he will see us through each and every situation and each and every circumstances by the faith that we have in him.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
By faith that we have in him.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the praise.
Give him the praise.
Because he's worthy of
yes.
our praise.
Give him the praise. Don't just only give him praise because you have food on the table. You have just over your head, or you have the finest clothes, or you drive the high model car or whatever. That stuff is material, and
yes.
that stuff is
yes.
going to pass.
Yes.
And the only thing that's going to last is
that's right.
So that's why we need to give him praise.
Yes.
We need to honor him. We yes. need to glorify him. Because of him, we live and move and have our being. We have our existence
yes.
because of him. Yes. Yes.
We have our existence. And our chemist with God, he is our highest priority for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
He determines the impact of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
God determines the impact of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is just give him the praise. Praise him when we don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Just praise him anyhow. Sometimes
yeah.
we're going to not feel like praising, but if we open up our mouth and just praise him.
Yeah.
Praise.
Just give him praise.
Praise.
Just think about when I'm at work and things is not going right and it's just a chaos sometimes at work. And sometimes you just gotta steal away. You just gotta steal away that moment at where you at and just give them the praise because you know, he is going to work it out.
He's going to work it
you
out.
You know he's going to work it out.
Yes.
Yeah. In everything, give praise. In everything, give him praise. We ought to praise him like those people at those professional basketball games, their fans and everything. We are God's fans. We ought to go crazy like they be doing at those professional basketball games.
Right.
You know how they do. I mean, they go crazy over their basketball team or football team. But we should do the same. We should do the same.
Yes. The
believers, we are the believers of God's fans.
That's right.
So we ought to be praising him just like that.
Amen.
Yes.
There's a bright side on somewhere. Don't you rest, son, till you find it. There's a bright side on. You can't not sing like angels. If you can't not preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus that he died for us all. That's a bright side somewhere.
Yes, Lord.
That's a bright side somewhere. Don't you rest on till you find. There's a bright side somewhere. I will go in my secret closet. I will fall down on my knees. I will talk to my heavenly Father just as much as I please. There's a bright side somewhere. There's a bright side somewhere. Don't you rest on till you find it. There's a bright side on earth. Thank you tonight for listening at God's Word. And I hope tonight that someone has received something out of it and come crying, what must I do to be saved? At this time, I'm going to share with my telephone number. My telephone number is 804-313-5877. 804-313-5877 is my telephone number. Brother Rice, if you need to get in touch with me, just call me and I will answer. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest and rule, abide with us henceforth and forevermore. Let the church say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.